Bitcoin clears the $50,000 price level for the first time in over 2 years. From over 1,300 cities and 130 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. In this episode, we feature Richard Davis, Deputy Director and Technical Specialist at Gatsby Africa Textiles and Apparel, who discusses why East Africa doesn't have fit-for-purpose buildings for the apparel industry.
So when we talk about fit-for-purpose, we usually marry that with plug and play. So what an investor would look for is a building, a manufacturing site that basically he can move into and start his operations. So he doesn't have to, so fit for purpose means, it can mean anything from compliance, which is the laws of the land, ILO standards, international accreditation standards, brand standards. Now, fit for purpose also would mean things like sustainability, whereby the manufacturing process is a responsible way of manufacturing the products that the investor is looking to produce.
What are the comparative advantages the East African countries have over each other in the apparel industry, and what can they learn from Ethiopia?
Well, each country offers different challenges. It also offers what we would call different advantages in the supply chain. So for instance, Tanzania and Uganda have much more common. So you would perhaps look at those areas and think of mills and supply chain. Kenya has a fairly established English-speaking, educated textiles and apparel workforce that's already exporting $550 million worth of products, mostly to the US. So you have different areas within the supply chain for different processes. And Uganda and Tanzania have advantages perhaps on power and water, whereas Kenya is very expensive. Mills and supply chain depend upon power and water in their process. Garment manufacturing, less so, but with a skilled workforce. So you would look for skilled workforces in the areas where you want to manufacture apparel, and then you would look at running costs, raw materials for your supply chain. So we very much see that the East African region could complement itself in that process of supply chain. Ethiopia had a go-to department headed up by Dr. Akebi, who drove that industry. He was the person who pretty much feet on the ground, going around, driving investment and driving the development of the parks. So that model was that they borrowed from the Chinese. The Chinese came in and built their parks with the money that Ethiopia borrowed. They built, for instance, Hawassa Park was built in pretty much 1 year, 32 sheds of sizes between 5,000 and 10,000 with a state-of-the-art ZLD and a fabric mill. So you need a driver, right? You need commitment. It's not something that happens overnight, but if you have a government who is determined and really committed, and they can put people in charge of that who really drive it, then that's what we saw in Ethiopia. And what the government did, they partnered up with a huge brand, the second biggest retailer in the world, that kind of anchored that Hawassa Park. And guaranteed that there was offtake for those sheds. And then from that model, Ethiopia then went and built several more parks around Ethiopia.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Bitcoin rallied to its highest price since December 2021 as the world's top cryptocurrency cleared the $50,000 price level for the first time in over 2 years. The move triggered a rally for cryptos and related stocks. Coinbase stock and Bitcoin ETF surged, while Bitcoin miner Marathon Digital vaulted. Bitcoin traded above $50,200 on Monday afternoon after briefly hitting $50,314 in the morning, its highest level since December of 2021. Bitcoin had spiked to $49,000 on January 11th on the EFT launch day, but then fell back into its early December 2023 level prior to the SEC announcement. Still, Bitcoin is up more than 18% so far this year. Ethereum hovered around $2,650 at 4 week highs and is up by 15% so far in 2024. Crypto exchange Coinbase surged 3.8% to push back above its 50-day moving average. Marathon Digital stock bolted 14.2% back near its late December highs. And a quick trip around Africa. Mining production in South Africa rose by 0.6% from a year ago in December of 2023, following an upwardly revised 6.9% jump in the prior month and compared with market forecasts of 4.9% advance. This is the third consecutive month of growth in the industry activity, albeit the weakest in the sequence. Increases were mostly recorded for PGMs, chrome ore, nickel, and other metallic minerals. Conversely, output declined significantly for iron ore and other metallic minerals, manganese ore, and gold. On a seasonally adjusted monthly basis, mining production shrunk by 4.2% in December after an upwardly revised 2.7% increase in November. Total mining production was 0.4% lower in 2023 compared with 2022. Industrial production in Senegal dropped 7% year-on-year in December of 2023, accelerating from a 0.5% fall in the previous month. It's the second consecutive period of declining industrial activity and marked the steepest since February due to a contraction in output for mining and manufacturing. At the same time, production growth slowed for electricity, gas, and water, while it stalled for environmental industries. For the whole of 2023, industrial output was lower by 0.9% compared to last year. African Risk Capacity has entered into a landmark $11.7 million partnership with the US government to increase access to parametric insurance in Africa. This will help to safeguard food security and strengthen climate resilience on the continent by protecting vulnerable smallholder farmers that are facing climate change related disasters. The parametric insurance will also assist African governments to better respond to climate risks. Parametric insurance provides rapid payouts based on pre-agreed triggers, allowing timely responses to natural disasters. The US government funding will enable the African Risk Capacity to scale up technical assistance in country and increase coverage across Africa over the next 3 years. ARC Chief Operating Officer Ange Shitate says the company is committed to protecting the livelihoods of farmers and pastoralists across the African Union member states. ARC will work closely with governments to customize risk models for each country, establish contingency plans, and integrate parametric insurance into policy frameworks. This localization helps ensure that insurance payouts will meet the real needs on the ground. Secondly, the project seeks to increase the uptake of parametric insurance through close cooperation with the African Union and regional economic communities to encourage adoption. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Withadone.